garage. You might want to drink this one slowly.
Okay. So, Saturday night, can I count on my posse?
Gee, I'd love to, Raj, but I can't make it.
Oh, okay. Leonard?
No.
Sheldon?
I can make it, but I won't.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, there's a reception for my magazine article on Saturday.
And you guys aren't going? I can't believe you. Raj is celebrating a tremendous accomplishment, and you're not even going to be there to support him?
A tremendous accomplishment would be if the planetary body he discovered were plummeting toward Earth, and he exploded it with his mind.
That would be cool. I'd go to that reception.
Come on, this is huge. Raj is going to be in People magazine, and he didn't even have to knock up one of the Spear sisters.
Would you like to go with me?
Of course I would. I would be honored.
Really? Cool.
Shame on you guys.
Look at that. I got a date with Penny. I can't believe it took you a whole year.
Now. Hey, buddy.
I'm going to be in People magazine.
Yeah. Call me when you're on the cover. I know. I'm resplendent like the noonday sun, am I not?
Yeah. Starting with the champagne a little early, aren't you?
It was in the limo. They sent a limo. I have a limo. I just love saying limo. Sip on this while you're getting ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
That's what you're wearing?
Yeah. Why? What's wrong with it?
Nothing. I was just hoping for something a little more, you know, redonkulous.
Yeah, well, this is all the donkulous you're going to get tonight.
Okie dokie, let's roll. All right, it's time to raise the roof.
Hey, Leonard.
Hey.
Dude.
You look very nice.
Thank you. Come on. Good night, Leonard.
Good night.
Hey, Leonard, do you see my limo downstairs?
Yeah.
It's bigger than the house my grandfather grew up in.
Terrific.
It has more food, too.
All right. Come on.
I'm coming up so you better get the party started. I'm coming up.
Hey.
Hey, good news. You don't have to sulk about Penny anymore. Look, there are hundreds of Croatian women just waiting for you to contact them.
Anything for a greencard.com?
I'll lend you my username. It's Wealthy Big Penis.
You're joking.
Well, you gotta make it easy for them. They're just learning English.
Pass.
So you're just gonna sit around here and mope while Penny is out with Dr. Apu from the Quickie Mart?
Not a date, and that's racist.
It can't be racist. He's a beloved character on The Simpsons.
Let's just eat so I can get to bed. With any luck, tonight will be the night my sleep apnea kills me.
Did you remember to ask for the chicken with broccoli to be diced, not shredded?
Yes.
Even though the menu description specifies shredded?
Yes.
Brown rice, not white?
Yes.
Did you stop at the Korean grocery and get the good hot mustard?
Yes.
Did you pick up the low sodium soy sauce from the market?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What took you so long?
Just sit down and eat.
Fine.
All right, it's shredded. What do you want me to do?
I want you to check before you accept the order.
Sorry.
Were you distracted by the possibility that Kuthra Polly might have intercourse with Penny tonight?
He's not going to have intercourse with Penny.
Then there's no excuse for this chicken. You know, this situation with Kuthra Polly, it brings to mind a story from my childhood.
Oh, goody, more tales from the panhandle.
That's Northwest Texas. I'm from East Texas, the Gulf region, home to many Vietnamese shrimpers.
Do the shrimpers feature in your story?
No. Anyway, when I was 8, a Montgomery Ward delivery van ran over our family cat, Lucky.
Lucky.
Yes, Lucky.
He's irony impaired. Just move on.
Okay, dead cat named Lucky. Continue.
While others mourned Lucky, I realized his untimely demise provided me with the opportunity to replace him with something more suited to my pet needs. A faithful companion that I could snuggle with at night, yet would be capable of killing upon telepathic command.
So not a puppy.
Please, no, nothing so pedestrian. I wanted a griffin.
A griffin.
Yes, half eagle, half lion.
And mythological.
Irrelevant. Yeah, I was studying recombinant DNA technology, and I was confident I could create one, but my parents were unwilling to secure the necessary eagle eggs and lion semen. Of course, my sister got swimming lessons when she wanted them.
Sheldon, not that we don't all enjoy a good lion semen story. What's your point?
My point is, if Cuthrapali is moving on to a new life of shallow, undeserved fame, then perhaps this is an opportunity to create a better cohort.
You want to breed a new friend?
That's one option, but who has the time? But consider this. The Japanese, they're doing some wonderful work with artificial intelligence. Now, you combine that with some animatronics from the Imagineers over at Disney, next thing you know, we're playing Halo with a multilingual Abraham Lincoln.
Sheldon, don't take this the wrong way, but you're insane.
That may well be, but the fact is it wouldn't kill us to meet some new people.
For the record, it could kill us to meet new people. They could be murderers or the carriers of unusual pathogens. And I'm not insane. My mother had me tested.
If we do get a new friend, he should be a guy you can trust. You know, a guy who has your back.
And he should have a lot of money and live in a cool place down by the beach where we could throw parties.
He should share our love of technology.
And he should know a lot of women.
Okay, let's see. Money, women, technology. Okay, we're agreed. Our new friend is going to be Iron Man.
Welcome to the Raj Mahal.
Yes, it's very nice. Good night, Raj.
No, wait, the evening's not over.
Yes, it is.
No, it's time to put on some R. Kelly and suck face.
Oh, wow, is the evening over?
Wait. That's my mommy and daddy calling from India. I want you to meet my parents.
Wait, meet them?
Hello, mommy, daddy. Good to see you. How are you? I'm not drunk.
Why would you say that?
I'm just making conversation. Mommy, daddy, I want you to meet my new squeeze, Benny.
I'm not your squeeze. There is no squeezing.
I can't see her. Center her in the frame.
Here you go. Cute, huh?
She's not Indian.
So she's not Indian. The boy's just sowing some wild oats.
No. There's no sewing, no squeezing, and no sucking face.
What if he gets her pregnant? Is this little Hotsik Totsik who you want as the mother of your grandchildren?
What right do you have to pick with whom I can have children with?
Look, Rajesh, I understand. You're in America. You want to try the local cuisine. But trust me, you don't want it for a steady diet.
Now you listen to me. I am no longer a child, and I will not be spoken to like one. Now, if you'd excuse me, I have to go throw up.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. Maybe it's the local cuisine. Okay. Well, nice to meet you. Just gonna set you on down over here. And I'm gonna leave, so namaste. And FYI, you'd be lucky to have me as a daughter-in-law.
She's feisty. I like that.
Raj, what are you doing? No notes. If you have something to say to me, say it.
Sorry.
okay.